Hello, young philosopher. Today we're going to travel far back in time, more than 2,000 years, to a place called Hierapolis. It's a city built on white cliffs, with steam rising from hot springs and travelers coming from all over the world. And in this city, there was once a baby boy. A very special baby, but nobody knew his real name. The city was beautiful. Water bubbled up from the earth, warm and mysterious. People said the water could heal sickness and take away pain. The cliffs looked like frozen waterfalls made of snow. But for all its beauty, Hierapolis was also a place where some people were owned by other people. And that is exactly what happened to our baby boy. When Epictetus was still very small, maybe 4 or 5 years old, his master decided to move to Rome. Rome was the biggest city in the world. It had buildings so tall they seemed to touch the clouds. It had temples with golden roofs and a giant arena called the Colosseum, where thousands of people gathered to watch games. In Rome, Epictetus became a slave in a grand house. The floors were marble, the walls were painted with bright pictures, fountains splashed in the courtyard. But Epictetus slept on a thin mattress, ate simple food, and spent his days carrying water, cleaning floors, and running messages through crowded streets. Years passed. Epictetus grew up. Somewhere along the way, he was freed. He could have done many things. He could have been a farmer, or a soldier, or a merchant. Instead, he became a philosopher. So what does this mean for you? Here are three small things you can try this week. The next time someone hurts your feelings, or the world feels unfair, or you are afraid, remember the boy with the borrowed name. Remember that inside you lives a place no one can enter without permission. A place where you choose. A place where you are free.